The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, you reckon you have a bit of a surprise for me?
Yeah, I do. A couple of days ago, you read me out two of your report cards. One was meant to be real, one was meant to be fake.
I did do that.
I clearly picked the real one, where your teacher said you're a little bit of a scallywag, and if you really knuckled down, you might have actually achieved something. You were saying the one where your teacher referred to you as little Brad, comparing you to Brad Pitt. That was the real one.
I stand by that.
Nah.
It's the honest truth.
I didn't believe you for one second, which is why I have tracked down your old high school drama teacher.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
It's going to be a stitch up. Who have you got pretending to be my drama teacher?
No, I haven't got anyone pretending. I say good morning to Mrs. Helen Marks.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, hello. Good morning, Mrs. Marks. How are you today?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, no.
I've got connections, Chris.
I'm surprised.
I've been in the biz for 8 years. I've got connections everywhere.
Mrs. Marks, how well do you remember me?
Oh, extremely well, Chris. You know that.
Oh, you do.
So then you can probably confirm whether he was a bit of a naughty student or whether he actually knuckled down. And how was his acting ability in drama class?
Well, you know, he was a bit of a Brad Pitt, I must say.
No way!
Yes, it sounds like I've gone and put money in her pocket. Well, these are the two report cards I read out, and maybe you can shed some light on which is the accurate one and which is the fake one. So we'll call this report card A.
Okay.
Kristen has developed sound skills this term. He is cruising along rather than challenging his abilities. With a dedicated approach to his individual study next term, and by submitting all written work, I am certain he will improve his grade for final assessment. That's report card A. Now, I know this happened years ago. Does that sound like something you might say about me?
Yeah, it does. Oh.
let's have a look at report card B and let's see if this sounds more like something you might say about me.
Okay.
Chris is basically the best student I've ever had. In fact, his punctuality and drama skills are so impressive. Many of his peers, including me, the teacher, have taken to calling him Little Brad after his Brad Pitt-esque acting skill. Does that sound more like something you would have written about me back in the day?
Well, I'm going to say no, because I reckon the first one is most definitely my right.
There you go. So you've been blown out of the water, Chris.
That's what I get
for
lying on the radio.
I knew I'd get to the bottom of this.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm feeling a little bit embarrassed now.
No one's calling you Little Brad around the office. And they weren't calling you that at high school either.
I'm sure we were, but, you know, we can't actually...
Just saying ironically.
...say that in his report card, you see.
That's, yeah, right.
That's the difference.
Is that what it is, Helen? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's probably fair. Well, I guess I'll say thank you for joining us out of politeness.
Absolutely.
But you've turned the charade I was trying to set up, you've turned it on its head.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man.
Nah, you've done us all a good service there, Helen. Thank you very much for blowing the lid off that one.
Oh, my pleasure.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.